Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Authorities in York County have identified three police officers killed in the line of duty while serving a warrant, and one of them is a former Philly cop. Prosecutors say a man armed with an AR-15-style rifle with a suppressor hid at his ex-girlfriend's farmhouse and ambushed the officers as they came to arrest him on stalking charges. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Officials say the three detectives who lost their lives in the ambush were from the Northern York County Regional Police Department. Their chief, David Lash.
Sergeant Cody Becker, Detective Mark Baker, and Detective Isaiah Emmenheiser. Each of these men represented the very best of policing.
The third detective on watch outside was shot and is in critical but stable condition. He is credited with shooting and killing the suspect, 24-year-old Matthew J. Ruth, when he made his way out of the home. A York County deputy sheriff was also critically wounded but in stable condition. Officials say the incident started on Tuesday when the mother of Ruth's ex-girlfriend told police that Ruth was spotted on their property dressed in camouflage and using binoculars to look in their windows of their York County farmhouse. Police responded but couldn't find Ruth. The next day, the detectives and the deputy sheriff returned with an arrest warrant for stalking, loitering, and prowling at night. That's when they were met with gunfire. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
One of the officers who was killed, Detective Mark Baker, is a former Philadelphia police officer. The FOP says he served in Philadelphia for 3 years in the early 2000s. Cases of a new variant of COVID-19 are surging across the country, and experts advise getting an updated vaccination. One metric shows Pennsylvania and New Jersey as moderate, while Delaware is high, but other parts of the country are worse. KYW's Vic Raghupathy has more.
According to the CDC, levels of COVID-19 in wastewater are deemed very high in 18 states. This wave is driven by the XFG Stratus variant, which was first detected at the start of 2025 in Southeast Asia. KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough says the way we deal with COVID year to year resembles how we tackle the flu.
Because the COVID coronavirus mutates so easily, pretty much every year and sometimes several times a year, we're going to have different strains coming out.
And because XFG Stratus is a different strain, Dr. Brian says immunity from previous vaccines or exposures won't be as effective.
Keep up with vaccines, keep up with detection, and keep up with public health measures. If we do that, we can keep COVID more or less in a box.
Especially true for high-risk groups like the elderly, pregnant people, infants, and folks with pre-existing conditions. And while our area hasn't had detection levels reach very high, Dr. Brian says that may not remain true.
It shifts relatively rapidly, and you can't predict it. If you get the vaccine, it'll take weeks to really, you know, help and protect you, so you don't know what's 4 weeks away.
Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Anyone interested in getting a COVID vaccine should talk to their doctor or pharmacist.
The display at the President's House, a historic site where two presidents lived while Philadelphia was the nation's capital, faces elimination at the hands of the Trump administration. But as KYW's Matt Coughlin reports, visitors hope it stays in place.
The president has ordered historical sites and museums to focus on American achievements and remove anything disparaging to Americans past or present. That includes a display honoring the memory of George Washington's slaves at the president's house, a historical site at 6th and Market Streets. Deleting history is an exercise in futility, if you ask William 6X.
There's really no way to hide this, especially given that it's all in history books. You can't hide it. It's a memorial.
The exhibit at the president's house features information about the nine slaves that served in the executive building under Washington.
I have the memorial. There are going to be 1,000 more books about it. There will be people like me who've taken photos about it, who post it on social media or recreate their monuments later, or another president who comes after this one and decides, I'm going to put it back.
Maita Santiago is visiting family here in Philadelphia.
Are you removing our history to then say we're walking backwards and there should be some sort of isolation? I think not. We should definitely welcome differences, welcome diversity in our culture, because that's what helps us grow.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Parkway has some new eye candy between 21st and 22nd Street. KYW's Sharad A. Howard reports Calder Gardens is dedicated to a mid-20th century artist who pushed the boundaries of the imagination while encouraging self-reflection.
It's being called the New Cultural Destination, dedicated to the art of Pennsylvania native Alexander Calder, whose 20th century mixed medium art, from mobiles to stables, intertwined with the architecture of Herzog de Meuron, surrounded by poetic landscapes and gardens. It's a feast for the senses.
Well, this is called Calder Gardens, so we're not even saying that we're a museum. It's very intentional. And why? Because a garden is constantly changing. So is the work of Alexander Calder.
Together, Juana Beria with Calder Gardens explains it's all meant to encourage exploration and introspection while accepting change.
And what you are experiencing are things constantly unfolding in front of you. You're experiencing your own senses. You're experiencing your thoughts arising.
The grand opening weekend will begin with the inaugural artist parade titled Chaos and Kisses, a grand opening parade for Calder Gardens on Saturday, September 20th from noon to 2 p.m. And Calder Gardens officially opens to the public Sunday, the following day, at 11 to 5 p.m. Sharad A. Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter. With high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.